弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Good evening to all the brothers and sisters.
奉主耶稣圣名一起来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we study the Bible together.
我们今天晚上要从创世纪来谈一谈，从神的天地到人的邦国。
And tonight we'll study the book of Genesis, the topic from God's heaven and earth to man's nations.
因为我们在读创世纪，今天在读第十章的时候，就是一连串的名字。有七十几个名字，七十几个地名，所以圣经基本上都是家谱名字而已。
So to according to our Bible study schedule, tonight we'll be studying Genesis chapter 10. And in Genesis chapter 10, there are about 70 names, 70 name places, and also it's about the genealogy.
那都是讲挪亚的后代。
And these are the genealogy of the sons of Noah.
那就是其实这个就是神用洪水毁灭当时候的世代之后一个新的开始。
After God destroyed the earth with flood, and this is the starting of a new nation.
所以严格说来，我们现在地面上这些人都是挪亚的子孙。
So strictly saying, all the people in the world today, we are all ancestors of Noah. We are all descendants of Noah.
那所以方舟之后的世界跟洪水之前的世界不一样了。
So the era after the ark and the time before the flood is very different.
那我们知道，在这整个神审判当时候败坏的世代的时候，挪亚扮演一个很重要的角色。
And we know that during the time of the of corruption, Noah, he played a very important character.
在创世纪六章的第八节，特别说挪亚在神眼前蒙恩。
In Genesis chapter 6, verse 8, and here recorded that Noah, he was a just man, a perfect in his generation.
他在神面前蒙恩 ，found grace.
In verse 8.But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
那接下去特别描述他是个义人，是与神同行的人。
And later on recorded that Noah he is the perfect man and he walked with God.
所以因为挪亚一个人在神眼前蒙恩，其实接下来他的全家就得救了。
And because Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, so later his whole family was saved.
我们在旧约曾经提到，神向挪亚一个人说话，也和他立约。
And before we talk about how God talks to Noah, and He also had a covenant with him.
这是第十三节跟第十八节，特别都是神跟挪亚说的话，以及神跟挪亚所立的约哦。
And from verse 13 to 18, these are the things God said to Noah, and also the covenant that He set with him.
所以他一个人他在神眼前能够真的成为义人呢，他的全家就因这样子而蒙福了。
And because of this person, he was a just man, and he found grace in the eye of the Lord, so his whole household was saved.
那所以神要挪亚造方舟，然后也指示他进方舟，指示他什么时候出方舟。
And God wanted Noah to build the ark, to go into the ark, and he also told him when to.
出了方舟
out of ark.
出了方舟之后第八章的二十节特别提到挪亚他就向神献祭。
And then after he came out of the ark, in chapter 8, verse 20, Noah built an altar to the Lord.
他其实就是以他为代表向全家人在神面前称颂神感谢神。
And he represents the whole family to praise the Lord and to offer thanksgiving to God.
那其实接下去神就祝福他的整个家族。
And then God blessed his whole family.
好，所以神他接下去呢，你看第七节啊，九章七节。
And then let's go to chapter 9, verse 7.
那你们要生养众多，在地上昌盛。
And as for you, be fruitful and multiply, bring forth abundantly in the earth.
然后第九节就是神说，我与你们和你们的后裔立约。
And then verse 9 here recorded, Behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you.
这个约就是这个以彩虹为记号的神的恩典的约。
And this is the covenant of the rainbow.
啊，是恩典的约，以彩虹为记号。
And this is also the covenant of grace, and use this rainbow as the as the sign.
啊，那所以挪亚他在洪水以后，他所代表的就是这个世界的家长。
So after the flood, Noah he represent the forefather of the world.
因为接下去所有的人类都是他的后代了。
Because later on, all the people are his descendants.
那第九章的十八节特别说，出方舟挪亚的儿子是闪、韩、雅弗，韩是迦南的父亲。
Because in chapter 9 verse 18, he recorded after came out of the ark, the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Ham was the father of Canaan.
19节说，这就是挪亚的三个儿子，他们的后裔就分散在全地上了。
And these three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated.
好，那所以你看，现在从挪亚开始，这整个世界的人口的结构，以及他们跟当时候的环境的关系啊，全部都跟洪水之前完全不同。
So after the flood, because the environment changed, so everything is different than before the flood.
以前他们，你看人跟动物之间是很和谐的。
Because before this, man and animal they live harmoniously on the earth.
但是第九章的第二节，这个时候神特别说了，在地上的走兽和空中的飞鸟都会怕你们的，连地上一切的昆虫、海里的一切的鱼。
But then in chapter 9, verse 2, here God said to him, And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be on every beast of the earth, on every bird of the air, and on all that move on the earth, and all the fish of the sea. They are given into your hand.
So you can see this, 本来在神一开始创造的天地的时候，人其实跟这些动物都是和平相处的。
When God first created the world, the animal, they are able to live harmoniously with human beings.
但是洪水之后，这一切都改观了。
But after the flood, everything changed.
那不但是人跟环境、跟动物的关系改了，人跟人之间的关系也变复杂了。
So not only the relationship between man and animal and also its environment changed, also the relationship between man and man changed as well.
我们就从第九章开始就看到这个人的国度，人的这些邦国就慢慢的建立起来。
Starting from chapter 9, you can see how man started to build up their own nation.
以前都是神的天地。
And because before it's God's world.
没有所谓是谁当王的。
And there is no such thing as a man as a king.
那时候人还会懂得求告神的名。
And at that time, men still know that they have to call on the name of the Lord.
那时候神就是他们的主了。
Because at that time, God is their Lord.
那我们知道挪亚那个时代的败坏就是从婚姻开始败坏的。
And we know during the time of Noah, people became corrupt because of marriage.
那时候他们开始把神忘记。
And then starting from that time, they forgot about God.
可是那时候他们还不会去想说我自己成立一国。
But even at that time, they did not consider themselves, they want as a their own nation.
他们还是一样，其实在这个跟整个环境跟动物的相处上，还是维持一开始那个和谐。
So their relationship with the animal and with other people at a time is still very harmonious.
可是之后呢，洪水以后呢，现在这个挪亚的子孙就圣经说各随着他们的家族方言所住的土地就分为邦国，分散在各地了。
But after the flood, he recorded Noah's descendants. They separate themselves according to their own languages and their land. Then they start to split into separate nations.
所以接下去应该就到处都有自己的国家，有自己所谓自己的王了。
So later on, they form their own nation and they have their own king.
这是一个极大的转变。
And this is a great change.
这也是看到从神掌权到人在掌权。
So this is a change from God's sovereignty to that men have their own power.
我们都知道，如果神掌权的时候，这个天地，这个国度就是和平的。
We know that when God's the one that holds authority, then this whole world is peaceful.
是蒙福的。
And is also blessed.
但等到人把神忘记以后
，But after men forgot about God,
那人 在这个败坏罪恶当中呢？
And man live in corruption and sin.
那就开始划这个地方为自己的国度。
Then they started separate the land and deem a certain part of the land as their own nation.
那这个地区就是由我来掌治理，我来掌权。
That this region will be conquered by me. I will be under my authority.
所以从此就进入这个地上各邦国林立的世代了。
So starting from that time on, it's a time of different nations and countries.
那这个转变其实就是从挪亚开始。
And this change started from the time of Noah.
所以挪亚是一个关键人物。
From the character Noah, and so Noah is a crucial character.
我们再看一下挪亚他当时候是怎样啊？应该说不能够说他堕落，不过。挪亚是怎么犯错的
？So then, let's look into what kind of mistake did Noah make at the time?
因为接下来之后，就整个世界啊都改变了啦。
Because starting from that point on, the whole world changed.
我们看第九章第二十节。
Let's go to chapter 9, verse 20.
这个说挪亚做起农夫来了，他栽了一个葡萄园。
20. Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard.
那挪亚做农夫啊，这件事情跟当时候神把亚当赶出去伊甸园啊，然后叫他从地里面去努力得出产是一样的。他做起农夫是很正常的。
So Noah became a farmer is something very natural, just like Adam after he was cast out from the Garden of Eden. God said you have to toil the ground and work hard.
只要他愿意努力工作，地就会出产，他就有食物可以吃。
That as long as you toil on the ground as you long as you work hard, then there will be produce and you will have food.
所以在神的祝福底下，你看挪亚他做农夫，他现在就可以得到葡萄了。
So under the blessing of God, Noah became a farmer and then he had a vineyard.
他的付出也真的可以得到吃喝享受的快乐了。
So after he was able to
labor.
After he was able to receive the fruit of his labor that he can enjoy his vineyard.
那他就种葡萄，他摘了葡萄园之后，他就说二十一节，他就喝了园中的酒了哈。
And after he planted vineyard in verse 21, then he drank of the wine.
就是说他葡萄，他就那时候就知道要把它做成酒，因为酒会让人舒畅。
So at that time they knew how to make grape wine out of grape.
但他现在他喝酒，他说喝到醉了。
Then he drank the wine and he was drunk.
然后就在帐篷里面，他说在帐篷里就赤着身子了。
And became uncovered in his tent.
那这里我们就看到，其实挪亚他做起农夫在摘葡萄园这件工作，他这个事情并没有错误吗
？So we know that Noah became a farmer and he planted a vineyard.Just based on this matter, he did nothing wrong.
他吃喝快乐也没有错。
And he ate and drink and drink, and there's nothing wrong about it.
但是问题就在他现在喝太多，喝醉了。
But the problem is that he drank too much to the point that he was drunk.
醉了之后，就在自己的帐篷里面就赤身了。
And after he was drunk, he became uncovered in his tent.
我们就知道圣经特别强调这个酒会让人家放荡嘛。
So the Bible specifically mentioned how one wine can make a person and make a person indulge in his own desire.
那这个我们看到这个挪亚他喝酒会喝到醉，表示在当时候他的生活当中，也许有一些压力不一定了。
So over here we can see that he drank to the point that he became a drunk. So perhaps at the time he had some pressure in his life.
或者是他当时候真的失落了精神，他因为现在这个整个世界都是他的后代子孙了。
Or maybe at the time he no longer had a vigilant heart because all the people in the world they are his descendants.
所以他很放松的。
So then perhaps he was very relaxed.
那所以从他喝醉酒这来看来，他那时候已经失去了他这个自制能力了。他跟之前与神同行，在神面前是完全人不一样的。
So then from this incident that he was drunk, he was no longer the man that was very vigilant, and he was no longer the one that's deemed just and righteous in the sight of the Lord.
你看，在洪水之前，那个世代是败坏的，众人所思所想的都是罪恶，但是唯独挪亚是义人，是完全的。
Because before the time of the flood, the world was filled with corruption, and all the people they're thinking are evil. But Noah, he was deemed righteous righteous man in the sight of the Lord.
因为我们一个人有时候在这个外界的环境很艰巨的时候，我们反而会警醒，我们会注意自己。
Sometimes when a man, when he was in such a hard or a corrupt situation, he would be extra vigilant.
那时候挪亚因为与神同行，他知道什么是神喜悦的，什么是神厌恶的。
And at a time, Noah, he walked with God, so he knew what is right and what will please the Lord and what will not.
好了，现在这个罪恶的世代已经被灭了。
And now that evil world was destroyed.
现在一个新的开始。
And now it's a new beginning.
他是这个所有人的祖先的家长啊。
He is the forefather of all the
descendants.
He is the head of the household.
那所以他现在他很放松。
So now he became very relaxed.
可是接下来呢，就是放纵。
But then came indulgence.
那他说酒醉到赤着身体在帐篷里面。
That he was drunk to the point that he became naked or uncovered in his tent.
那这个在帐篷里赤身，我们知道亚当那时候，他一发现他自己赤身的时候，他觉得是一种羞耻。
So during time of Adam, when he realized that he was uncovered, he felt shameful.
那所以其实这个赤身裸体就是一件羞耻的事情。
So, to be uncovered is something that's shameful.
那为什么挪亚会变成，他本来是个义人，完全的，他现在变成显露出他自己的羞耻来
？So how come Noah for that he was a righteous and complete man? How come here he uncovered himself?
就是因为他醉酒。
It's that was because he was drunk.
那他现在还好，他是在帐篷里面赤身。
But it's at least it's good that he is still in his tent.
他并没有出去外面公开的时候冒犯别人，或者是在众人面前赤身哦。
That he did not go out, and he wasn't out and uncover himself and flesh.
哦，所以他当时候他在行为上真的是有过犯的，他没有谨慎。
So, according to his action, he did made a mistake.
哦，那时候他也没有去冒犯别人呢。但是也没有所谓犯罪，就是说他们并没有去做什么事情是去得罪别人。
But at the time he did not sin, he did not sin against other people or other human being.
但是这个本来与神同行的人，他当时候是神特别跟他讲话，神把权柄给他的人呢。
He was a man that used to walk with God, and God would talk to him directly, tell him what to do.
他现在把自己的羞耻暴露出来。
But now he is showing his shame.
我们就知道他就失去了在神面前应该有的见证。
So that we can see that he already lost the attitude that he is a witness in front of God.
即使在帐篷里面赤身，都会有人发现。
Then even though he became uncovered in his own tent, but he was still discovered by other people.
第二十二节特别说。
Verse 22.
他说迦南的父亲韩看见他父亲赤身，就到外边告诉他两个弟兄。
And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside.
在这一段圣经都特别强调说，他说那个迦南的父亲是韩，和韩是迦南的父亲。
And here is specifically mentioned, and Ham, the father of Canaan.
哦，那所以看起来这个韩，他现在看到他父亲赤身露体这个样子。
So right now, Ham, he saw the nakedness of his father.
他说特别跑出去跟他的两个兄弟讲。
And told his two brothers outside.
那这个就是他这个儿子哦，他看到父亲的这个丑态，他并没有把他遮盖，反而去把他宣扬出来了。
So this son saw the shameful thing of his father. Instead of covering for his father, he went out and told other people.
从后来挪亚他醒了酒以后，他知道他小儿子向他所做的就是第二十四节，然后他就说迦南应该受咒诅，要给弟兄做奴仆的奴仆。
So verse 24, when Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him, he said, "He cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants. He shall be to his brethren."
你看他这个从他所讲的话接下去，他人跟人之间的关系就开始也转变了。
So after he said this, the relationship between man and man changed.
本来他们都是兄弟的，都是亲戚啊。
Originally, they were brothers. They were family.
对，然后接下去，但是现在迦南要做他的兄弟的仆奴仆的奴仆。
But now Canaan he will become a servant of servants to his brethren.
那他这个迦南受咒诅，
看起来圣经没有直接说明原因，但是很可能跟这个韩有关系，他的作为跟韩看见父亲的赤身有关系的。
Even though the Bible did not explain why he received such a curse, but it seems like it has to do with what Ham saw of his father.
因为在24节特别说他小儿子哈，他这个小儿子向他所做的，如果照圣经在家谱记录的次序来看，韩应该不是小儿子啊。他不是最小的一个。
Because over here, verse 24 mentioned, no one knew what his younger son had done to him. But from the genealogy in the Bible, Ham was not the youngest son.
哦，因为看起来闪、韩、雅弗，如果照这个次序，韩应该在中间的。
Because from the order, Shem, Ham, Japheth, and it seems like Ham should be the middle one.
那所以这个小子很有可能指的就是这个迦南。
So then the younger son seems like is the canon.
那有可能就是他所就是他的孙子嘛。
So which will be his grandson.
那所以不管怎么样，韩他的这个把他父亲的这个丑陋把他宣扬出去，这个在神面前就是不对的事了。
So no matter what, Ham he spread the shameful deeds of his father, and in front of God, this is something that's not right.
好，那现在。他的两个兄弟知道以后，第二十三节特别说，闪跟雅弗就拿衣服去搭在肩上，倒退着进去，给他父亲盖上。他们背着脸，就看不见父亲的赤身。
So then, after he told his two brothers outside, 23, Shem and Japheth took a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness.
这个闪跟雅弗他们两个人的好处在哪里？
So what's the good point of Shem and Japheth?
你看他们当他们知道父亲赤身的时候，他并不会想要去看看他到底是怎么样。
So when they knew that their father was naked, they didn't try to see his nakedness.
他们不去看他父亲的羞耻了。
They turn away from his father's shame.
所以就是说，这个他们的在父亲在他们眼中的一个形象，他们并没有。没有想要把它破坏掉。
So they did not want to tint or damage the good reputation that they had of their father.
所以你看，今天有时候我们人有好奇心，总是喜欢特别知道别人不好的事，你知道吗
？Because sometimes men we have this curiosity, we wanted to know the bad things of other people.
其实我们从这个闪跟雅弗他的表现。那我们看到，其实一开始，你看我们人就是会想要去避免接触一些不合体统的事情，那些样子我们不要去看，不要接触。
Because from the action of Shem and Japheth, we can see that men we have this natural tendency that when something shameful or something is wrong, we don't want to see them. We want to turn away from them.
你看挪亚之后那个新的天地，他们就是这样子在表现的呢。
So after during the time of Noah, this new era, this is what they do.
那保罗也是这样子勉励啊，主耶稣的门徒啊。
And this is what how also how Paul encouraged the disciples of Lord Jesus Christ, Ephesians chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5.
第三节。
Chapter 5 verse 3.
五章第三节说：至于淫乱、一切污秽或是贪婪，在你们中间连提都不可以，方合圣徒的体统。
Verse 3, but fornication, all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints.
你看，所以这个，你看他这个污秽的事情，连讲都不要讲。
So for the things that are filthy, unclean, we don't even mention.
所以我们要逃避。
We have to turn away from.
不要让自己落入那一个情境里面。
So that we don't fall into that kind of. Circumstances.
你看，我们这一个人如果接触了这样一个暴露的环境哦，看久了你就习惯了，没有什么感觉。
Because if we are exposed to this kind of environment, as we dwell in this kind of environment longer, slowly we'll be used to it.
现在这个社会其实已经败坏到，你看很多人他们都尽量要把他们自己的身体暴露给别人看的。
And right now, this world becomes so corrupt to the point that men like to expose their own body for other people to see.
借这个网络有很多很多这个很污秽的这个影像，那些什么图片到处流窜的。
So that's why on the internet there are so many so many this kind of images that's on the internet for people to see.
那甚至是人的实体，这个不管是穿着或者是一些活动，有的就是为了要暴露他自己的这个羞耻的。
So there be some kinds of activities or some kind of clothing, and men like to have them because it can expose their body.
那已经把羞耻当作荣耀了。
That they use their shame as some kind of glory.
所以这个时候，你看那个亚弗跟闪他们两个人的这个表现。
So now can see the action of Shem and Japheth.
他们是倒退进去，他不要去看父亲的赤身了。
That they went in backward, they did not want to see their father's wickedness.
然后他们进去以后，他把衣服，把他的父亲的赤身把他遮盖住了。
And after they went in backward and covered the nakedness of their father.
哦，所以。你看他们这个动作，其实让我们看到这个叫做爱心，这个叫做他们尊重他的父亲呢。
So from this action, we can see that they can see their love for their father and also their respect for their father.
今天有时候我们如果不但很想要去知道别人的羞耻的事或者是不好的事，有时候我们甚至会把它宣扬出去。
And today, if sometimes we wanted to see other people's their shameful deeds.And we not only want to see them, we want to spread them as well.
但是这里他留下给我们的榜样就是，其实不要去知道，反要把它遮盖，也不要去宣扬，都不要去讲什么。
So from this example, we learn from them that we do not want to see these things, and we want to cover them up. We do not want to spread the news.
要用爱心去遮掩过错。
That we want to use love to cover the mistakes.
这是我们在信仰生活里面实际上可以做的事。
And this is something very practical we can do in our life of faith.
看箴言第十章。
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
第十二节。
Chapter 10 verse 12.
箴言十章十二节说：“恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩。”一切的过错。
Verse 12, hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
我们今天在强调，在教会里面弟兄姐妹当中要有爱。
And today we like to emphasize in church between brothers and sisters, we need to have love.
这个爱就是不喜欢不义。
And this kind of love is that do not like unrighteousness.
爱就是愿意遮掩他的过错，不会去宣扬他。
And love is something that you want to cover the sins, and you do not want to spread the bad news.
但是爱又不是放纵，爱不可以是让他继续在这个不义当中的。
But love is also not indulgence. You do not want that person to continue to live in sin.
所以你看他这个两个儿子，他们用衣服去把父亲的赤身把他遮盖，遮盖住了。
So that's why these two sons, they cover their father's nakedness.
所以当他父亲酒醒了以后，他就对这两个儿子大大的祝福。
So after Noah awoke from his wine, he blessed these two sons greatly.
那从这两个儿子对他父亲的这个态度，其实我们可以看到，今天在我们信仰堂教会里面，我们怎么样去规劝这个在教会里面做带领的人呢？
So from the examples of these two sons, we know that and today in church, how we can encourage those that are leaders in church.
有时候我们在教会里面做圣工，有时候我们也会犯错，会去做一些不好的事。
Because today when we do holy work in church, it's possible that we still make a mistake, we still do things that are not good.
但是当我们看到什么人他做的事情不太合理的时候，我们用什么态度，用什么方式来反应呢？
So when we saw other people that are doing things that's not reasonable, what kind of attitude or gesture we should have?
有时候这个过犯是要看情况，看什么东西，看什么事情。
So it depends on what kind of mistakes.
那保罗他在面对这个真理的问题的时候，他就非常的严厉了。
And for Paul, when it comes to matters that regarding the truth, Paul was very strict.
约翰他在写约翰一二三书，对教会里面在传异端的，他就非常的严厉了。
And like John, when he was writing First, Second, Third John, when it's about
他就直接指责了。
And when it's about these sins that are against the truth, he rebuked immediately.
你看，我们都很熟悉的，在加拉太书第二章，保罗当那个保罗当时责备彼得了哈。
And we all know how in Galatians chapter 2, over at the time Paul he rebuked Peter.
哦，那个 加拉太书二章的十二节嘛，十一节、啊。
Galatians chapter 2 verse 11。
那是你看，后来基法到了安提亚，因他有可责之事，我就当面抵挡他。
And over here, I mentioned when Peter had come to Antioch, I withstood him to his face because he was to be blamed.
是因为第十四节说，我看他们所行的不合，他说以福音的真理不合，所以。他就在众人面前就责备了。
And verse 14 explained the reason. It was because he saw that they were not straightforward about the truth of the gospel.
那这是因为这个真理是很重要的方向。
And because the direction of gospel is very important.
但是所以你看保罗他就这个事情要指证，他就责备。
So based on this matter, Paul he corrected him and rebuked him.
他责备的态度是出于爱的。
But behind this this rebuke.Is love.
那彼得他也感受到保罗的规劝是对的，是合真理的。
And Peter he also felt that Paul's rebuke was correct and is according to the truth.
所以我们就看到彼得在写彼得前后书的时候，他特别感谢这个保罗当时候给他的建议，所以他特别强调要好好的去看保罗他所写的有关于主耶稣在这个预言的书。
So that's why when Peter wrote the first second Peter, he mentioned about Paul.And also, he said you have to read the prophecy written by Paul.
好，所以你看这个不是说我们今天在教会里面看到有什么错的时候不可以说。
So this is not to tell us when we see any wrongdoings in church, we should be quiet.
但是在创世纪摩亚这个事件，特别是告诉我们，今天一个诗人的过失或者他的羞耻，不应该别人不应该知道的事情，我们要把它遮掩，不要去宣扬。
So, but from the example of Noah, you can see that when someone did something shameful, we should cover them. We should not spread the news.
好，那现在他们这个三个儿子对他父亲这个赤身有不同的态度了。
So now these three sons,
不同的做法。
Regarding their father's nakedness, they did different things.
好，接下去就是接受不同的咒诅或者是祝福了。
So later on, they received different curse.And
他们结果是不一样的。
And they have different consequences.
第九章创世纪九章二十五节，迦南当受咒诅。
And Genesis chapter 9 over here mentioned that Canaan should be cursed.
第二十六节说，主闪的神是应当称颂的，愿迦南做闪的奴仆。
26 and he said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant."
27节，愿神使亚弗扩张，使他住在闪的帐篷里，又愿迦南做他的奴仆。
27 May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tent of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant.
这个三节在强调迦南都要做奴仆。
And these three verses all mention that Canaan should be servant.
迦南做奴仆，含他自己也没有什么好处。
And if Canaan become a servant, then Ham it will not benefit Ham.
因为韩是迦南的父亲。
Because Ham is the father of Canaan.
哦，那个，因为在第十章创世纪第十章呢，那讲到这个韩的后代，讲的特别详细。
And in Genesis chapter 10, here mentioned about the descendant of Ham.
啊，那迦南的这个儿子也写得很清楚。
And also the sons of Canaan.
那这是因为接下去亚伯兰的子孙。跟这个迦南的后代有很多很多联系，很多历史要跟着发生的。
And because later on in history, the descendants of Abraham and also descendant of Canaan will have lots of events going on.
那所以现在你看他这个迦南韩的后代，迦南的他就成为他们弟兄的奴仆。
So now the descendants of Ham, Canaan, they shall be servant.
那他们现在。这些啊咒诅和祝福呢，挪亚当时一讲，历史就照这样子进行了。
So these curses and blessings, according to given by Noah, later on the history will play will follow.
也就是说，其实挪亚当时在预言他这个三个子孙后面会演变的历史。
So at the time Noah he was actually prophesizing what will happen in the future.
他所讲的就这样实现了。
Because whatever he said later were fulfilled.
我们就看到，其实当时候挪亚虽然犯错，可是你看神让他所说的预言就这样子是应验，这表示当时候你看挪亚他真的是有权柄的人。
So even though Noah he made a mistake, but whatever he said later still became true. So we can see that at the time Noah he still is a man with authority.
那 但是挪亚他那个时候已经不再像洪水之前那么样的完全与神同行。
But he is no longer as righteous as the time before the flood, when he walked with God.
也发现说，从此他的子孙这些他们要做什么，挪亚已经没有办法再挽回，他们就是要这样做了。
So that he can no longer pull back his descendants, whatever his descendant wanted to do, he can no longer change them.
因为挪亚在洪水之后，他说又活了350年。
Because after the flood, Noah lived another 350 years.
在这350年里面，他就是看到，他眼睁睁的看着他的这个后代子孙一个国度一个国度的分出去了。
And during these 350 years, he saw his descendants, one after another, form their own nations.
所以你看，他从一直尊重神的掌权，一直然后看到人的国度一一的邦国建立，他看到这个转变。
So he saw the changes from where man pays great respect to the sovereignty of God to the point where man started forming their own nation.
他也看到他一开始从神给他的权柄，让整家人联系在一起的这个权柄失落的时候，你看他的子孙分散各地，各自独立出去，他没有办法改变什么事。
And after he lost the initial authority as the head of the household, he witnessed how his descendants, one after another, scatter around the earth and form their own nation, and there's nothing he can do about it.
所以你看，今天一个属灵的领导人，他如果失落这个权柄，我们就看到这个神的国度哦，就开始出现很多纷争。
So if today a spiritual leader lose its authority, we can see that in the house of God there will be many dissension and also separation.
每个人可能就自立为王的。
And everyone wanted to come out and be their own king.
这个就是一个提醒。
So this is a warning for us.
那我们今天在属灵真教会里面。
A reminder for us. And today,
我们要看到神的旨意。
In this spiritual household, we need to be able to see the will of God.
神就是在我们的教会里面掌权的。
And God is the one that holds authority in church.
一定要回到当时候神的旨意里面来建设这个真正的真教会。
We have to return back to the will of God and from there build the true church.
那我们如果看第十章啊，是创世纪第十章。
And let's go to Genesis chapter 10.
就是看到这个人的权柄啊，人的这个能力开始凸显出来。
Starting from the chapter 10, we can see the power ability of man.
当时候人呢？就开始比谁比较强了。
And men started to compare among themselves who is better than another.
你看，这里面，在这个整个第十章的代表人物，就是这个古时的儿子，灵禄，第八节。
So throughout chapter 10, the most outstanding man is Cush.
就是古时的儿子。
The son of Cush, Nimrod.
这个人第八节特别说他是世上英雄之首。
That over here mentioned he became to be a mighty one on the earth.
就是他这个就是一个很有能力的人。
So he was a man with a great ability.
这是他是在韩的子孙呢。
And he was the descendant of Ham.
是在这个受咒诅的这一类当中的。
Then he was among the cursed.
但是他现在是反而昌盛到很有能力。
But he became prosperous that he was a mighty man.
那如果我们看第九节
，Let's go to verse 9.
他在主神面前是个英勇的猎户，所以俗语说，像灵鹿在神面前是个英勇的猎户。
He was a mighty hunter before the Lord, therefore it is said, like Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord.
第十节说。他的国的旗手就是巴别、以利、亚甲、贾尼，都是在示拿地的。
And verse 10, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Cana in the land of Shinar.
第十一节
，11,
他从那个地出来往亚述去，就建造尼尼微、利和伯跟加拉和尼尼微中间的这个利贤，这就是那大城。
11, from that land he went to Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehoboth, Kala and Resen between Nineveh and Kala and is the principal city.
这个灵禄的意思，这个名字的意思就是背叛的意思。
And Nimrod, the meaning of the name, means to rebel.
他就是你看背叛神了。
or to betray,
就是,
and he betrayed God.
就是说他不会再尊重神的这个掌权。
That he no longer respect the sovereignty of God.
你看他的能力,
we can see his power,
英雄之手,
that he was considered a mighty man.
可能众人都比不上他。
That perhaps no one can compare against him.
你看他的性情是什么?
So what's his characteristic?
他是那个英勇的猎户。
That he was a mighty hunter.
那这个猎人要凶又狠又快。
In order to be a great hunter, you need to be very mean, very fast, and very cruel.
那你要残忍才下得了手杀那些动物。
You need to be very cruel so that you have the guts to kill the animals.
那个态度在神面前就是很背叛，他想要做什么就做什么，他不会听人说的。
So he had this rebellious attitude before God.
你看他的工作，他是建造城，都是建造大城的。
And his work, was that he built many great kingdom.
他就是你看，为了要传扬人的名的。
And he wanted to spread the fame, the name of man.
你看建造城市这个事情在该隐的后代就有了。
So after.The descendants of Cain, they also build their own cities.
那该隐的后代，我们都知道他们是远离神的面的人了。
And we know that the descendants of Cain, they were people that went astray from God, and that's the descendant of man.
他们就是要去创造，或者是去建设他们自己的人的文化的。
They wanted to create to build up their own culture.
但是现在。挪亚的后代，这个韩，特别是尼禄这一支派的，他开始再去重蹈覆辙，再走以前的路线。
So now, the descendant of Noah, the son of Cush, Nimrod, he repeat the same mistake as his ancestors. He built up his own nation.
那这个是我们就看到，这个人哦，他如果他不顺从神，从在神面前是一个不顺服的人，背叛的人。
So we see that if man is rebellious against God and do not want to be submissive,
有时候就会真的会虽然很有能力，但是却是很残忍的。
And even though they can be men with great ability, but oftentimes they were also the cruel one.
他可能也可以建设他自己的国度了。
That they have the ability, perhaps they do have the ability to build up their own kingdom.
但是这个国度就是混乱的。
But then this kingdom will be a chaotic one.
所以你看那个巴别，他说他的国度的起首就是巴别。
So the beginning of his kingdom was Babel.
巴别是什么意思？
What does Babel mean?
我们在读第十一章的时候，我们就读到巴别塔的事件。
And if we continue to read in chapter 11, is that the incident of the Tower of Babel.
巴别就是混乱的意思。
Babel itself means a chaotic.
所以他现在所建设的国度就是混乱的。
So now the kingdom that he built up is a chaotic one.
那其实你如果把他这个道理把它一直连到那个启示录里面去，这个就是这个大巴比伦城，不是吗？
So if you continue to read all the way to Revelation, this incident actually can connect all the way to the great city of Babylon in Revelation.
那这个就变成魔鬼的巢穴。
And this is
撒旦的座位。
The den and the den of the evil one and the throne of the devils.
就是专门跟神做对敌的。
So it is the enemy of God.
我们就会看到人的邦国有时候真的是成为神的敌人。
So we can see that the alliance of man, the nation of man, can be the rivalry enemy of God.
在地上的这个权柄有时候就是变成魔鬼利用的工具。
And devil will use the authority of this world as his tool.
那现在是人的这个国度邦国 一多起来以后。
So after the increase of man's nations.
你就看到这个整个世界混乱了。
We can see that the whole world becomes chaotic.
你看这个人就真的是分开没有办法合了。
And men, they were separated, they were no longer unified.
人真的他就是个人就是自己当王，然后各走各的路。
Everyone want to be
把神通通忘记了。
Wanted to be their own king, and they walk the separate path, and they forgot about God.
那所以我们今天看到第十章在记载这个邦国各自分设的时候。
So in chapter 10, when we study how each nation branch out and form their own kingdom.
看第创世纪十章三十二节。
Let's go to chapter 10, verse 32.
他说：“这一些都是挪亚三个儿子的宗族，各随他们的支派立国。洪水以后，他们在 地上分为邦国。
These were the families of the sons of Noah according to their generations in their nations, and from these the nations were divided on the earth after the flood.
这些国度，这些其实啊，创世纪的十章十一章啊，这个就是创世纪第一大段里面的第四件大事。就是洪水以后这个邦国建立的这个过程。
So in chapter 10 and chapter 11, here recorded the fourth important incidents after the flood, which is man started to build up their own kingdoms.
那这些其实是当我们人不愿意顺服神的主权的时候。
And this happened when man no longer wanted to submit under the sovereignty of God.
当人凸显他自己的能力。
And when man wanted to show off their own ability.
当人的态度开始高傲的时候。
And when man when man became proud.
当人开始去强调人的名，在强调人的文化的时候。
And when man wanted to emphasize their own culture and also want to exalt their name.
这个国度就是片色各地，人就是真的分开了。
Then the men started to separate and scatter around the world.
用人的文化其实不可能把人合在一起的。
It's impossible to unify man when we wanted to emphasize our own culture.
我们看到今天这个我们人类社会的走向，其实就是在创世纪里面就看到那个影子了。
So we can see the today when we see the trend, this how the society is heading toward, going to, we can see that from Genesis.
旧约就是那个影子，我们看到今天这个社会就是这样子。
Old Testament is just like a shadow, and thus reflect the society today.
但是我们今天在神的国度里面，这是神掌权的地方。
But today we're in the kingdom of God, and where God holds the sovereignty.
主耶稣的心意就是要众人合而为一。
And the heart of Lord Jesus Christ is that all people can have one heart.
我们教会要重新再变成是神的天地。
So that our church need to become the heavens, the earth of God.
我们要共同的去尊重。心里面尊主为大，是尊敬我们这位神。
That all of us need to deem God as the greatest.
顺服他的带领。
And also submit to His guidance.
把我们自己放下来。
And to put down our own self.
那真的在这个神的家里面去去实行这些好的榜样出来。
And really execute all these good examples.
就是当我们知道弟兄姐妹的软弱，我们不要去宣扬。
So when we knew of the weakness of brothers and sisters, we should not spread the news.
反过来用爱心去把它遮盖。
Instead, we should cover them with love.
那这样子，我们的弟兄姐妹当中一定充满和谐，一定蒙福。
So then, all the brothers and sisters, we can live harmoniously and we can be blessed.
那这个神的家一定是合一的，不会分开的。
So then, this household of God will be unified. It will not be divided.
那在这当中，在这个国度里面，我们就看到我们神的荣耀。
So then, when we are in this kingdom, we'll be able to see the glory of God.
这个就是神的心意。
And that's the heart of God.
所以愿我们弟兄姐妹能够从这一段圣经里面看到这些道理，我们一起来学习。
So may all the brothers and sisters can see this truth in these scriptures, and we can learn from this.
我们一起来赞美神。
And that's together, let's praise the Lord.
来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
328首。
328.
Praise to the Lord, Thy Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is Thy help and salvation. Oh, if we hear, how to this temple turning. Join me.